In just a minute, Carl will take credit for plugging the leak on the Deepwater Horizon.
Too soon.
No, it's good news. It's good news. We're playing off that. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, though, some more questions for you from the week's news. Mo, in an effort to rid their society of Western customs, last week Iran began a crackdown on what?
Well, it's not going to be McDonald's or Starbucks. I mean, that's something. Can you give me a clue?
Yeah, well, basically, I was just going to wait till you ask. Basically, when Iran looks to the West, it sees Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, they're eliminating Hannah Montana.
No.
They're eliminating Achy Breaky Hearts? No. Which would be lovely. No.
Well, what was Billy Ray known for?
He was known for, it was blue jeans and then...
Part of his look.
Blue jeans and was it sunglasses?
All business up front.
Mullet.
Yes. Iran has banned the mullet.
By the way, I love when this show turns into Password.
You know, the mullet hairstyle. Yeah. It's conservative cleric in the front, party in the back. It's it's welcome in Iran to no more. Offending haircuts will be removed with clippers, and any barbershop providing them will be shut down. This may be an important first step in welcoming Iran into the global community. On this one issue, Iran is now in agreement with everyone in the world except dudes with mullets.
It also completely eliminates the ongoing possibility that they might have gotten a NASCAR race.
That's true. It'll never happen now. The troubling thing here is that Iran is not so much cutting off Western influence, but cutting off the possibility of something we all hoped we'd someday see. Iranian rednecks. Imagine acid-washed denim veils. An Iranian Toby Keith singing, "I'm proud to hate an American." Or like a Muhammad Al-Foxworthy doing stand-up, making jokes like, you know you're an Iranian redneck if you use the same stadium for monster trucks that you use for stoning adulterers. Charlie.
Yeah.
Scientists in Britain have been hard at work at cracking one of the mysteries of life. They finally figured it out. According to a paper published this week, they now know the answer to what perennial question?
This is a general question or a specifically British question?
No, it's a general question that people all over for centuries have tried to figure out, and they say they have solved it.
Let me see. What is, I mean, how much wood can a woodcut chuck wood?
You're close.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not.
Why do firemen wear red suspenders? No. Why did the chicken cross the road?
No.
Why did the guy walk into a bar with a duck in his head?
Chickens are involved.
Chickens are involved?
Chickens
Which
are
came
involved.
First, the chicken or the
exactly.
egg?
Exactly. They figured it out.
Boy, I surrounded that son of a gun, didn't
you
I?
You sure did.
I eliminated all the other suspects.
It eventually surrendered. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? It's been decided it's the chicken. Chicken wins. According to this groundbreaking research, eggshells can't be produced without a particular specialized protein, which is found in chickens' ovaries. So no ovaries, no eggshell. Therefore, the chicken came first. Problem solved. QED. But of course, you might say,
what did the chicken come out of?
Yes, at which point all the scientists said, from another chicken, it cloned itself. Shut up! The same team of researchers then went on to announce that a woodchuck could chuck about half a cord. A chicken crossed the road because it had a pressing appointment and it's none of your business. And when a tree falls in the forest with no one to hear it, it makes a kind of soft whooshing noise. And why? Because I said so.
That first egg must have been traumatic for that lady chicken.
Ah, what's that? I've never seen one of these things before in my life.
She must have thought she was passing a kidney stone or something.
Yes. The poor thing's trying to go over all the things she ate the previous day.
I know. It was Chinese last night.
I was embarrassed.